that's okay. You can keep going because it's about progress and not perfection. Yep. It just opens up a door. And so I mentioned this in past podcasts, but the one thing that my kids say a lot, and I read this from a book and introduced it to my kids, is
sometimes goes easy, sometimes life goes do-do-do-do. Okay, everybody. Do-do-do-do.
Ooh. Hey, that was good.
Grace.
Grace. That was a,
what were you going to say?
No, it was just awesome. I thought it was the
Is this going to turn into a musical podcast now?
I thought it was a soundtrack, but it was her
soundtrack recording.
Did you notice Grace had a little bit of like harmony in there?
I don't know what was going on.
Wow. Do you sing? Grace, do you sing?
I mean, I think everyone sings.
Well, yes.
Right? I think there are more questions after that that may or may not be a good answer.
Do you have a good voice?
I think I'm a basic singer. It's okay. Not like great, but I can sing in tune.
If it's in your
to
range.
To a song. Yeah. Like, because I did instruments growing up, so
I
can hear what's in tune, but
right. Wow.
The quality of the voices.
What instrument did you play?
Oh, that was a real special clearing of her throat.
I played clarinet.
I feel like we talked about
in elementary school.
Yeah. But I don't remember
this. And I also played the snare drum.
Oh, wow.
In elementary school. But then when it advanced to the point to where it was like, hey, you probably need to get your parents to buy you like a set of drums.
That's when it ended?
That ain't going to happen. My parents got this snare drum at a thrift store.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to buy me a
Is the snare the really big one?
No, the snare is just a little
small one, right?
The one that's right there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it creates the like the vibe.
It's kind of annoying.
If it was in front of you right now,
yeah.
Could you be able to do some beat? No. Okay. It was a long time ago.
But I need to take that back. I'm blaming my parents because that is true. They would have never been able to afford to buy me a full drum
set.
Kit. Mm-hmm. But the reality is there is no way on earth I can do one beat with my hands and a faster
a different
or
one with your feet.
Yeah, I cannot. Uh-huh. I cannot.
And then like crossing over and throwing the stick in the air and catching it and
Grace
banging your head
Grace
at the same
to,
time.
You listen to Def Leppard or something? Grace listens to 80s rock.
Def Leppard has the one arm drummer.
Wow.
He lost his other arm in a car accident.
So it's a little easier. It's a little bit easier for him to keep his arm and his feet in unison. Yeah.
Yeah. That's terrible. It might be kind of hard.
Yeah.
He did. He lost.
Way to overcome. That's impressive.
If I remember correctly, it was his friend who crashed the car.
Oh, mm-hmm. It was an accident.
And it resulted in him losing his arm.
Oh, my goodness.
And
but he
Def
kept it
Leppard,
up.
Yeah. To their credit, waited
for him to recover.
Yep. And learned to drum with one arm. I mean, they had to have replacements in the meantime.
Right.
But his, like,
they
hey,
took him back.
You're part of our band.
Amazing.
Yeah. That's
really
cool. That's great.
Yeah, that's really cool. So you can also pick it back up if you want, Kurt.
I can. It's never too late.
It's never too late.
Never too
no
late.
Challenge too big. All right.
Well, everybody, welcome back to week
two.
Episode two of our series that we're calling
Something. Two.
It's going to have a two in it.
It's going to have two phrases.
But we're two weeks in and we still haven't picked the top. I don't know. This is weird.
No.
Okay. Well, anyway.
People will be able to read it.
Top two.
Important.
Things.
Things.
Okay.
On various different topics.
So last episode, you know, when we first started, you told us, Chris, don't say last week because what if we miss a week? What if we don't? And
posted at a different time.
Yeah, we've never missed a week. They're always posted on Wednesday mornings. So really we can say last week, but we want to say last episode because people don't always listen in order.
True. Yes. So last episode was the kickoff.
We did the top two things that every child needs to hear over and over from their parents.
Mm-hmm.
It was very fun. If you didn't listen to that, please go back and do so. This week we are going to kind of flip it and say, what are the top two things every parent needs to hear over and over again? Mm-hmm. Not from your kids, but what are the top two things that you need to maybe just remind yourself?
Yes.
Remind each other if you're married. Just what are the top two things that every parent needs to be reminded of, every parent needs to hear over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And you went first last week, Grace. I'll go first this week.
How's Sounds that great.
Okay.
Yes, can't wait to hear.
What I would say is, man, this is a tough assignment. In some ways, it would have been easier, Producer Chris, because this whole thing was your idea. It would have been easier for you if you said, hey, each of you comes with three.
Right.
Because like
there's so many.
So many.
Yeah. How do you just pick one?
Yeah. Winnowing it down, whittling it down. What do you do? Whittle? Mm-hmm. Whittle? Like with a piece of wood?
Whittle, yes.
Whittling it down?
Whittling,
yeah.
Yeah. Whittling. I can't say it. Whittling it down to one.
Say that three times fast.
Was whittling it. Whittling. Winnow. I think you can also look this up, Chris. See if I'm right.
Yes.
Winnowing it?
Winnowing. I think if you winnow something down.
It's also.
I think it's like.
Truncating culling it or.
Culling it, truncating it. Wow.
No, but that's not the right word, I think, this case.
To winnow down.
Oh, to winnow down is to have a small, stinky. What? Little ball full of a bunch of other metallic balls, oh, and you're pulling them off one at a time.
Boo.
And you're pulling them off one at a time.
Now everybody has to go back to last episode.
If you
We're not
are
even
confused
gonna go.
About that, just listen to last week's episode.
What does it mean to winnow down? Am I way off?
It says to blow a current of air through grain in order to remove the chaff.
Oh, I think it's like a harvesty thing.
So you're
cleaning.
Yeah.
It can work because you're getting rid of the fluff.
Thank you.
So that singular important thing remains. You're
separating the chaff from the grain.
Yeah.
Right.
By fanning.
Okay.
So you're getting rid of the.
Yes.
Extracurricular.
To winnow it down.
To the main core subject.
How do you
subject.
Even know that word?
Good job, Kurt.
Guys,
it's like, did you grow up on a farm?
Listen, guys.
You did grow up on a farm.
No,
didn't you?
I didn't.
Did you?
No.
No. Okay.
No, I've never even visited.
That would have been cool. Farmer Kurt.
I've never even really seen a farm. I went to Farmer's Boys for a hamburger a couple weeks ago. That's as close as I get. Farmer Brothers, Farmer Boys. Yeah. Anyway.
So why are you saying winnow? Because your point was. Winnowing or whittling is harder.
How about just narrowing it?
Narrowing it, yes.
Just yeah. Narrowing it down to one is really, really hard.
Didn't you meet Rachel on farmersonly.com?
Oh, gosh.
That dating site.
Producer Chris. First of all, no. I have to now
you have to clarify for the record.
I have to answer the question.
Otherwise, but if you did, there would have been nothing wrong with that.
No,
I thought
that
it was
been
farmers.
Cool.
There is. No, there's like a onlyfarmers.com is like a dating
a real
site
thing?
For farmers.
No,
yeah.
Like no it isn't.
Years
yeah.
ago.
Really?
20 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
I don't think
that's
it's
pretty cool.
Around.
I don't know. Producer Chris.
Yes. Here, let me.
What's going to happen?
Mute yourself. Are you muting yourself? Why don't you
do
that?
Like
why don't you mute yourself?
He's cheering himself. He's cheering
wrong
himself
button.
On.
No.
Find the mute button for your microphone channel and hit that.
All right, here it is.
Okay, here we go.
But even though,
I haven't pushed those buttons in a long time.
I know, right? It's so much fun.
How about we don't? Let's keep
There's
moving.
A reason.
Let's
for
keep
that.
Moving. So, narrowing it down to one stuff.
Yes.
But the one I landed on that I think every parent needs to hear. I needed to hear it.
Okay.
And it was a reminder. It was a reminder because you go through seasons where you just don't feel this to be true.
Mm.
Or you give up because, well, it's not me anymore. You kind of just assume it's not true.
Okay.
And I think that it is 100% true all the time. And that is, parents, you need to hear over and over and over and over and over again, is that you are and you actually always will be the most important influence in your child's life.
Oh, that's good. Mm. Yes.
You are and you always will be the most important influence in your child's life. Mm-hmm. So don't like hand that authority, don't hand that influence over to anybody else. And it's important. I think a lot of parents, and I'm going to lean into this next season with most of my thoughts. A lot of parents just kind of assume and get, oh yeah, of course, why kids young? Of course, I'm their number one influence.
Right, right.
They're with me a ton. Mm-hmm. They're not at school yet. They don't have much freedom. Mm-hmm. We're teaching them all the things about life. Of course, of course. And then what happens is parents begin to see their children, maybe in early adolescence, and then I'd say all through junior high and high school, where friendships become way more important, mm-hmm. They quit paying attention to mom and dad. They roll their eyes at our advice. And so what we do is we think, well, we're not their number one influence anymore. Mm. We're not. And what I would, a couple things to maybe think about that differently, parents, is how you choose to and lean into your influential years early on, mm-hmm. that will help that influence carry over into their teenage mm-hmm. years, right? Mm-hmm. But the reality is that kids want mom and dad. Mm-hmm. I've been a youth pastor for decades, and teenagers want mom and dad to be engaged. Mm. They want mom and dad's influence. It's a source of security. Mm. It's a reminder that they're loved, that they're valued. Going back to your number one, what the kids need to hear
last week, yeah,
is that you are valued, worthy, and loved no matter what. Mm-hmm. Right? And so when mom and dad are still engaged and helping their teenagers navigate life, it's reinforcing, wow, mom and dad, I'm still worthy of their attention. I'm worthy of their concern. They love me enough to talk to me about this. So as your kids grow, how you influence and kind of what it looks like does change. But you are the most important and the biggest influence in their lives. And by the way, when they're older, you may not be actively influencing them anymore. But when you talk to counseling, they talk to things about childhood trauma, your family of origin, all the stuff that counselors work with their adult clients about, how much of that points back to childhood stuff. Mm-hmm. So your influence carries into their adult years for good and for bad.
Right.
And you might go, my adult child lives across the country. We see each other three times a year. We talk on the phone once a week. How much influence do I have? Maybe not in the day-to-day, but your influence in their life, in their worldview, in how they're raising their own kids is enormous. Mm. So parents, don't give that authority away. Mm. Don't just assume that your kids don't want your involvement in their life. Your children are your precious gift. They're your biggest role that the Lord has given you. Mm. And so lean into that influence, lean into it with confidence, with a sense of responsibility. Mm-hmm. It's a balancing act. You don't want to be a helicopter parent.
Right,
you,
right.
You know, you got to know. That's why if you've not listened to the podcast several episodes ago, a couple months ago, where we really looked at our on-purpose parent strategy and the different roles we play, right? Those are different levels of influence. And, and in a real way, those are kind of different levels of influence. And so you have to be wise about what does my influence look like in this season? Because if I'm still trying to influence my 18-year-old the way I influence my 7-year-old, I'm doing it wrong.
Right.
I'm doing it wrong. Yeah, yeah. But I'm still the number one influence in their life. Wayne Rice, he's the co-founder of this massive youth ministry organization. I don't think he can quantify this, but he has said over and over again that teenagers will gravitate towards the oldest person in the room who takes them seriously. They'll gravitate towards the oldest person in the room who takes them seriously.
Interesting.
And what I love about that is it's just a good reminder to parents that when your teenagers treat you like you're just some out of touch old person, well, take them seriously, stay involved, ask good questions,
right?
And they want your presence in their life. Right. So that's my number one.
That's great. And I love the encouragement that you're giving us as parents, not to have your own convictions of the importance of being a parent, and not letting that just be influenced by other people's reactions, even your own kids' reactions to you, that this is such a important and precious gift and responsibility that we've been given. Lean into it and don't give it up. That's really great.
And one of the biggest mistakes I've seen parents make, and it's usually in junior high and high school, and that's when their child starts to like outwardly rebuff their influence. Parents, they don't want to overstep. They don't want to have the conflict.
Or they're hurt.
And so what parents do is at the exact same age when they should be leaning in, they back out.
We're like, fine.
Right? And then that creates what I would just call this, like, this influence vacuum. Or this, this influence void.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's an influence void, somebody's going to fill it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when friends could become the number
the
one.
The biggest influence.
They could become. Yeah. Social media could become.
Mm-hmm.
But really that really only happens if mom and dad
back out, if they back out,
if they mm-hmm. advocate the throne,
yeah.
right? So parents, when you feel like backing off, I would suggest that's probably when, in a healthy way,
right.
you need to actually lean into your role.
Right, and leaning into influence, which is not exactly the same as controlling.
Correct.
Controlling. Yeah. Love that. Okay, my one thing, that phrase that parents need to hear over and over again, and this is something that has been helpful for me and something I continually need to hear and remind myself, is to focus on progress and not perfection. One of the things I've observed about myself, my husband, and even my friends is that when we get frustrated with our kids, it's about a result that we want that's not being achieved.
Mm.
Or if we're frustrated with ourselves, it's because we have some standard of parenting that we feel like we're missing.
Yep.
And we're just constantly in this cycle of like, I should be this and I'm missing the mark, and I beat myself up, or I get angry, or I get depressed, or whatever your reaction to failure might be.
Yeah.
And you see that in your kids. Your kids confront something that they're not hitting the mark the way you think they should. They're not acting the way kids should be acting at that age. They're not performing like your friends' kids are performing. They're not behaving like your friends' kids are behaving, or how society says whatever the standard of kids should be acting at this stage. And it's very easy for us to, as parents, just feel this constant pressure and anxiety of missing the mark. And I think that stems from just our entire society is so focused on achievement, because mm-hmm. that is what gets validated. So it's not almost, you know, it's understandable that that's how we might be. Maybe that's how we were raised, but also society, they, you know, if you get A+, you get more attention.
Right.
If you behave a certain way that's more culturally acceptable or desirable in terms of personality, you get more attention. And so we're always striving towards this perfection and mark, that when we feel like our kids or ourselves are not hitting that mark, we just get so frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is the source of a lot of frustration that we don't need to have.
Yeah.
Because in reality, we shouldn't, like, and this is something I tell my kids all the time too, when they're trying something new. When you learn how to ride a bike, it totally makes sense that you will be terrible at it at first. Like, there is no need to feel so terrible about your self-worth, your value, your thoughts right. on that. I'll never learn to ride a bike. There's all these thoughts that you have when you fail at something.
Everybody was terrible.
Everybody was terrible.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that, like, once you get it and you get into that mindset, it makes so much sense. But until that becomes a habit, until you start seeing failure, not as failure, but as progress or steps that you need to get to the next level, and that life is all about continuing to progress from one level to the other, and that progress is a journey. Once you get that concept and that mindset, so many things become just like a breath of like refreshing air
right.
that you're not striving all the time. But if you're not yet in that mindset and you're still in this shame-based, performance-based, I didn't perform
right.
the best, it can feel so hard to have that mindset, even though it may seem obvious or like, sure, you know, when you're in that moment, when you're trying to ride the bike for the first time and it's not working, or even a week or two in and it's not working, it just feels bad.
Yeah.
And so the encouragement or the reminder that I would share with parents is, remind yourself that as you are parenting, the way that you view yourself and the way that you view your kids, focus on progress.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is something that is not ideal, like, and there's something that, let's say you are feeling like you're not as patient of a parent as you want to be, or your child has a certain behavioral habit that you think is not as healthy and you're working on it, instead of just harping on I'm not there and then just butting heads with yourself or with your spouse or with your kids, just try to twist your mindset or change your mindset to say, am I making some progress?
Yeah.
Am I taking one step closer? Are we learning? Okay, like we know what we're trying to go for here, but and I was patient for two times this week out of the 10 instead of 0 times out of the 10. That's great. Like you're learning, you're building skills, you're building habits, and you're working towards it. And I think that if as parents we could remind ourselves of that and give ourselves that grace, it is such, and you talked about influence.
Right.
I think that is an incredible influence you can give to your kids.
Yeah.
Because if you are so hard on yourself every time you fail at something that may be parenting related, let's say, you know, there's, you do something that you're like, oh, parental fail, and you beat yourself over it, your kids see that.
Yeah.
And so the message that they get in your daily living is, oh, if I don't hit the mark, I should beat myself up.
Right.
Or I should be ashamed, or right. I should try to hide it, or right. I should, shy away from drawing light to it. But, and we've talked about this in past podcasts, when you have a growth mindset, it is so liberating because failures are opportunities to right. learn. And when you can show your kids, oh man, I really messed up there. Okay, this is what I'm going to learn. This is great. I'll get a chance to try it again next time. I'm going to try something difficult. Like when they see that, you're giving them such tools to be more successful in the different things that they're going to pursue in life.
Yep.
Because almost certainly, whatever they pursue, they're going to come up against failure
yeah.
and imperfection.
Right.
And if you can show them in your own life and how you treat yourself that that's okay. You can keep going because it's about progress and yep. not perfection. Yep. It just opens up a door. And so I mentioned this in past podcasts, but the one thing that my kids say a lot, and I read this from a book and introduced it to my kids, is we say the phrase not yet
right.
a lot. And right. I know I mentioned that, and that's been super helpful. And Zoe always says that back, like, oh man, like, didn't do so well there. You know, I'm not very good at this. Sometimes I'll say something like that. Like, yeah, I'm just not good at that. And then Zoe will be like, not yet. Cause the idea is you're not a fixed person. You're right. not static. And right. a fixed mindset where you're focused on failure will be like, I either have it or I don't.
Right.
But a growth mindset says, okay, I don't have it now, but I can change. I can grow. I can develop.
Yep.
And that gives you a sense of hope. It doesn't put you in a box. I was pretty bad at this. I'm not very good at it. Not yet.
Right.
But I can grow. And yeah. that's how you can view yourself as a parent too. There may be many things you feel you're not great at, but rather than focusing on that standard of perfection, if you focus on progress, that you're just not there yet, but you're on your way,
right.
that I think will just help relieve a lot of stress for parents going through all the different stages
yeah.
that you'll go through in parenting.
That's so good. I kept thinking, ooh, I have something to add. Oh, hey. And then you
I kept going.
No, do you remember? No. I mean, you would hit on what I was thinking.
Oh,
yeah. So all right. I was
maybe
just
you were like sending me those vibes.
It was fantastic. Well, there you have it. Our top two tough to winnow, truncate.
Tough narrow.
To narrow it all down to just two, mm-hmm. but those are our two. Parents, you are and always will be the most important, the most influential person in your child's life, and focus on progress, not perfection.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you hear that. We hope you remind yourself, remind your friends who are also on the parenting journey. Would you please like, answer the question that we post in the comments if you're watching on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Share this video. Share this podcast. Text parents 83,000. You can go to onpurposeparents.com to see all of our other resources. Our little podcast just kind of keeps growing. If you know other parents who might benefit from a lighthearted, fun look at parenting that hopefully helps you on your journey, please pass this podcast along. We'll see you next time around.
Bye, everybody.
Piggy, piggyback, won't you take me? Piggyback, won't you? Piggy, piggyback, won't you take me? Piggyback, won't you?